Audio 2.6. Types of tort. The law of tort provides remedies for a variety of wrongs. These are negligence, trespass, nuisance, and defamation. Negligence. Negligence goes beyond the ordinary English concept of carelessness or lack of attention, and describes the unintentional, negligent interference with another's person or property. It emphasizes the breach of a duty to exercise the appropriate standard of care, which results in damage or loss to another. The standard of conduct to be attained is that of the reasonable man. In negligence, the claim is usually for personal injury, physical damage to property, psychiatric injury or nervous shock, or financial loss, and is actionable upon proof of damage. There are four main requirements for a claimant to succeed in a claim for negligence. He or she must show that 1. There was a duty to act, a duty of care. 2. There was a failure of the duty to act, a breach of duty. 3. This failure was a direct cause of the harm, causation, and 4. The harm caused, damage, loss, was reasonably foreseeable. If the claimant is able to show that the defendant was at fault, in line with these four requirements, the defendant will be liable, unless he's able to invoke a defence. In a claim for negligence, two defences are normally available. Contributory negligence. This is when the claimant's damage is caused in part by his own negligent actions, and therefore justifies reducing the amount of damages payable by the defendant. Assumption of risk. This is when the claimant consents to the risk and is at least partly at fault. Trespass. Trespass is the intentional and direct interference with another's person, land, or property. There can be three forms of trespass: trespass to person, trespass to goods, and trespass to land. Trespass to person includes assault, battery, and false imprisonment. Assault. This is putting someone in fear of suffering immediate physical force. Battery. This is directly applying physical force to someone which causes pain or injury, or be an act that is harmful or offensive without consent. In both civil and criminal law, then, a battery is almost always preceded by an assault, which is why the terms assault and battery are often used together. False imprisonment. This is preventing someone from exercising freedom of movement by someone without legal authority or justification. Trespass to goods means intentionally or negligently interfering with the goods in the ownership or possession of another person. It includes touching, moving, or carrying goods away. Trespass to land means intentionally or negligently interfering with land which is in the possession of another person. Trespass to land may take three forms: entering on the land of another, remaining on the land of another, and placing or throwing any material object upon the land of another. The following are the defences available to a trespasser. Consent. In a claim for battery, the defendant will not be liable if the claimant agreed to it and the action served a socially useful purpose, e.g. surgical operations. Necessity. The defendant will not be liable if he can show that he was compelled by the circumstance to prevent further harm from happening, e.g. entering a neighbour's land to put out a dangerous fire. Inevitable accident. The defendant will not be liable if he can show that the accident could not have been avoided by exercising ordinary care and skill. Nuisance. Nuisance is the indirect and unreasonable interference with another's land. There are two types of nuisance. Private nuisance. This occurs when a person's use or enjoyment of his land is unreasonably affected by the activities carried out by a neighbour. Public nuisance. This occurs when a neighbour carries out an act which materially affects the comfort, health, or safety of the public at large. The damage suffered by the nuisance must be reasonably foreseeable. Defamation. Defamation is the publication of a statement which is likely to injure the good reputation of another. Defamation is usually in words, although other acts such as pictures and gestures can also be defamatory. There can be two types of defamation, libel and slander. Libel is a defamatory statement made in a permanent form, e.g. writing, picture, broadcast, while slander is a statement made in a temporary form, almost always spoken. The person who libels someone is called libeler, while the person who slanders someone is called slanderer.